Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even AAA titles occasionally release with a fair few bugs. But don't worry, my friend, even though the experience on launch can sometimes be a bit rockier than the face of Mount Bloody Rushmore, at least we know that patches are coming down the line to fix the problem, right? Right? Oh god, no, it's made it worse somehow. Yes, that's right. Today we're going to be talking about video game patches that somehow made their games worse. So come join me in this horror show as I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game patches that actually broke games. Number 10. The 1.8.0 patch displayed players' IP addresses. Marvel's Avengers. Crystal Dynamics recently released the 1.8.0 patch for Marvel's Avengers, which was intended to add a few minor features to the game and also iron out some pressing bugs. But within minutes of the patch being released, PS5 players began to report that the patch had a very bizarre side effect. It would place a string of text on screen revealing the player's own IP address. This was obviously extremely distressing for streamers, given that this now allowed trolls access to easily disrupt their stream with attacks directed at their IP, or even use the IP to dox the streamer and determine their physical location. Reports quickly emerged of streamers being doxxed, and Crystal Dynamics responded by advising players not to stream until the issue was resolved. The next day, a revised patch 1.8b was released, which mercifully rectified the problem. Even so, an update that enables trolls to dox streamers, that's a special kind of screw-up. How did this make it through testing and certification? Number 9. Patch 1.05 drastically rebalanced multiplayer, and not in a good way, Uncharted 2. Naughty Dog may be modern engineering wizards, but they made a major mistake back in early 2010 when they released the now infamous 1.05 patch for Uncharted 2. While the patch left the glorious single-player campaign intact, it offered a sweeping swathe of changes to the surprisingly enthralling online multiplayer component. In an attempt to rebalance the game and level the playing field, the range of damage across weapons was significantly lessened, in turn stripping some of the personality out of them, as well as the incentive to actually experiment with new loadouts. Far more egregious, though, was the decision to lower the kill time, or TTK, such that players now died much, much quicker. For starters, this just didn't vibe with the game's map design at all. Even a mere act of climbing a ladder was now massively risky given how quickly you could die. Also, the reduced lifespan made Uncharted 2's multiplayer feel much more like a twitchy Call of Duty wannabe rather than the distinctive experience that it was pre-patch. Unsurprisingly, the community quickly upped and abandoned the game. And despite Naughty Dog insisting that they'd heard the vocal feedback loud and clear, never bothered to roll back the balancing changes at all, even with the mass exodus of players. Number 8. Patch 1.1 prevented a mission objective from triggering. Cyberpunk 2077. Now, it goes without saying that Cyberpunk 2077's launch across platforms was, well, a big old mess, and the hits just kept on coming as CD Projekt Red attempted to plug holes and whittle the game down into a polished state. The 1.1 patch, the first big update for the game, released back in January, and was supposed to offer up a number of stability and bug fixes, laying the foundation for future patches, which would then further build on these improvements. But the patch ended up causing a massive headache for players who attempted to play the second act mission down on the street. The player is supposed to receive a call from Takamura, but for many, the patch simply caused Takamura to stare blankly at them over the call and not say anything. This made it impossible for players to proceed with the mission and indeed the main story, effectively breaking the game until CD Projekt Red released a follow-up patch 3 days later to resolve the issue. For players eager to press on with the story, it would have naturally been completely infuriating that their game was turned into a digital paperweight for almost half a week. Number 7, the Season 3 balance update, well, unbalanced the game, Street Fighter V Arcade Edition. Given the highly competitive nature of the fighting game community and indeed how seriously they take it, developers have to be extremely careful when making changes to the meta. But Capcom didn't do their due diligence when they released the Season 3 balance update for Street Fighter V Arcade Edition, which extensively rebalanced the move properties, namely damage output and wind-up speed for most fighters. Players en masse were infuriated that fighters had been nerfed and buffed seemingly on a whim without any clear logic as to why. For example, strong characters like Cammy were buffed even higher, while the rather tepid Juri and Ed, well, they were nerfed even more. This was all silly and confusing enough that when the patch notes were first released, some fans just assumed this was an early April Fool's prank. Alas, they were not, and the chasm between the strongest and weakest combatants in the game was only crowbarred wider open. Number 6. A 2021 hotfix basically broke everything. Star Wars Battlefront 2, the 2005 version. Now, to clarify, we're not talking about DICE's Star Wars Battlefront 2 that was released in 2017, but the OG, and in my opinion better, Battlefront 2 that was released by Pandemic Studios back in 2005. Now, incredibly, patches for this game continue to be released periodically by GOG, and earlier this year, a new hotfix was rolled out, the first in 3 years, might I add. For a 16-year-old game, that's pretty good going. Though the patch was supposed to resolve graphic resolution and controller support issues, it actually led to a wide report of crashes, field of view resolution, and UI problems. This led to GOG pulling the patch before confirming that it had been given to them by Lucasfilm Games rather than being developed in-house. Many months on, the patch still hasn't been reinstated, but at least now you can't crash the game simply by pressing the print screen key on your keyboard anymore. Yes, that was indeed a thing for a while.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Number 5. The Flag Drag patch nerfed the flag carrier's speed. Tribes Ascend. Free-to-play FPS Tribes Ascend was quite the revolution for a short while back in 2012, but that all came crashing down when Hi-Rez Studios put out the 1.0.1103.1 patch a few months after the game's release. This introduced so-called flag drag, which limited the speed that the flag carrier could sustain at higher speeds, in turn making it easier for the flag carrier to be caught by the opposing team in the misguided interest of balance. Except, the feeling of fast-paced flight is exactly what people loved about the game, and so cranking things down just made it feel sluggish by comparison. It would be disingenuous to say that Ascend died off quickly, but flag drag is what prompted players to start abandoning the game, feeling that it caused an otherwise thrilling multiplayer shooter to stray too far from what made it appealing in the first bloody place. By 2015, the game was basically clinging to life, and the community more or less died off shortly thereafter. If Hi-Rez hadn't been so stubborn and actually listened to players, though, it could have endured as an FPS mainstay for many more years. Number 4. Update 1.3.3 deleted some players' save data. Returnal. Housemarque's thrilling new roguelike shooter Returnal is one of 2021's biggest gaming successes for sure, though that wasn't success without a few hiccups. In addition to many players complaining about the game's total lack of mid-run saves, Housemarque released a patch a week after release, the 1.3.3 patch, which caused some players to encounter a CE-100028-1 error, very catchy indeed, which would actually then result in a corrupted save file. Though some were able to fix their save with the 1.3.4 patch that was released the very next day or by using a backup save from the cloud, others weren't quite so fortunate, with many losing their saves permanently and having to restart the entire game from scratch. Given the game's overpowering difficulty and the 30 to 40 hours it can take to beat the entire experience, that's a lot of potential time lost for paying customers. While the offending patch wasn't online for long, it still ended up affecting a sizable number of players during the game's busiest launch period. Not good at all. Number 3. The 1.21 title update prevented some players from shooting Red Dead Online. Last August, Rockstar released the 1.21 title update for Red Dead Online, which attempted to fix a number of pressing performance, networking, and stability issues. Ironically, though, it ended up preventing many players from doing the most basic thing anyone expects to do in a Rockstar game, namely, fire their bloody gun. That's right, in addition to introducing glitches which caused NPCs, animals, vehicles, and other objects to appear and disappear out of the game world at random, some players couldn't even shoot a pistol. The option to shoot was simply grayed out for affected players, and after many took to social media to voice both their amusement and indeed displeasure at the broken state of the game, Rockstar opted to roll back to a previous update until they could resolve the issue. Number 2. The Midwinter update introduced RNG and simplified gameplay. Gwent, the Witcher card game. In December 2017, while Gwent was still in beta and almost a year away from its full fat release, CD Projekt Red released their much-anticipated Midwinter update, which added more than 100 cards to the game alongside requested bug fixes and quality-of-life features. But fans were quickly left up in arms, though, when they realized that the update had also nerfed and dumbed down many of the community's favorite cards, as well as removing flavor text and changing the game's UI. But by far, the most complained about aspect of the patch, and one which caused many players to quit the game entirely, was the inclusion of RNG cards. To many, the lack of RNG in Gwent is precisely its appeal, but in amping up the RNG aspect, CD Projekt Red were making the game skew to the more lucrative casual, which some might also deem as unskilled crowd, while ditching the highly skilled hardcore players who it was initially marketed towards. While nobody would dare call Gwent dead today, for those whom the game was initially designed to appeal to, well, it might as well be. And number 1, the May 2021 update stopped the game working on Xbox consoles. Forza Horizon 4. The Series 35 update for Forza Horizon 4 released back in May was supposed to add new cars and seasonal rewards to this masterful racer, but ended up temporarily killing the game for some console users. Anyone who downloaded the update on Xbox Series X or S would find the game suddenly just completely unplayable, the app would fail to launch, and in some cases even cause the entire console to shut down. Some were able to get around this issue by launching the game offline and then re-enabling online functionality once it had loaded, but for many, they simply had to wait a few days for Playground Games to push a fix through. As glorious as the online gaming ecosystem can be, sometimes it's just a huge pain in the ass, right?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.